I'm not sure I could. They say that.
All right, we're back. Second hour with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your guest, with my special guest, Michael Herzog, your guest, your host, with special guest Pastor Joe Schimmel, talking about They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Before I get back to my guest, I want to remind everybody that we are still in a pledge drive. We still got to catch up on a few back bills, and if you haven't already made a donation, please do. If you have made a donation, you got a little spare money in your change jar, in the back seat of your car, in the back or the back of your couch. Dig it out, send it in to us, folks. The new address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also click on PayPal in republicbroadcasting.org website. Make as much a donation as you can afford to give and feel good about it. Also, you can call in at 800-724-2719, talk to Sandra or Julie, pleasant ladies, and make a donation. Everything you or anything you can send in is appreciated. Getting back to my guest here, we're going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment for my guest, feel free to do so. Pastor Joe, now let's see, where was I here? I got a whole mess of stuff going on.
If you don't mind, I can, because I only said maybe half a minute on the Beatles and the Stones. They just came up and we dealt with a lot of bands, but because they played such a significant role.
Yes, they did.
I can mention a couple things which would bring some kind of, some clarification to how serious this is.
Elaborate, my friend. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay. because it's interesting when you look at a lot of these guys, even Elvis or John Lennon, a lot of these guys were, basically they were, you know, a lot of them were like the nerds at school. You know, they weren't, they were lonely, they wanted recognition. And I believe that's why so many of these guys, you know, most people wouldn't sign on the dotted line with demonic forces unless they, you know, and a lot of times I believe it's far more for acceptance and fame than money, and it depends on the person, I guess. But with John Lennon, he's mentioned over and over and over again that when he writes his songs, he describes it as being like a psychic, a medium, being possessed, has to go down, he'll wake up and the whole song will be there, and have to write it down, and he describes it very much in automatic terms. And so forth. But it's interesting because Yoko Ono says, her quote, and she said several things like this, and she believes that she channels spirits as well. I remember buying a couple of her albums, not because I wanted to, but after I became a Christian and studying her, and one of them, she has this whole thing that the spirit entities channeled through her. But she says, when the Beatles came together, she says it wasn't just four guys. She says it was more than four guys. She says like four guys joined together at a seance, and a ghost appeared. What's interesting, John Lennon said over and over again that things like, you know, one spirit would enter my body, and like a temple, and then it would leave, only be replaced by another spirit, and then that would leave, and on and on. And there's a book by Albert Goldman called The Lives of John Lennon, and he takes the whole Jungian approach that he's just various archetypes manifest in John Lennon's life. And Carl Jung, by the way, was, you know, heavily into the occult, touch with a spirit named Philemon, and later in his life he said he did believe it was a reality. But that's one way the enemy has tried to explain away spiritual phenomena and the warfare that went from satanic spirits. But it's interesting, when you look at John Lennon and his spiritual, I mean, he was very anti-Christian. In fact, Prince, their press officer, said that the Beatles were antichrist, but he said, but they're so antichrist. He said, I'm antichrist too, back in those days. He goes, but they're so antichrist, they shocked me. Well, everybody remembers the quote where John Lennon said, you know, that we're more popular than Jesus, and some people say, well, it was unfair because, you know, he was just stating that they were more popular than Jesus. It didn't mean anything about it. But anybody, all they have to do is somebody could just Google more popular than Jesus, and, you know, in quotes, and put Lennon, and get the whole quote. The whole quote was also that Christianity will vanish, and I will be proven right. So it wasn't just being more popular than Jesus, which is, you know, something in itself, but along with Christianity will vanish and I'll be proven right. They had an agenda. They were anti-Christ. And when you look at what they were into, Ray Coleman, very popular, you know, writer, interviewed Lennon. He told me he had made a pact with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But Yoko Ono actually went to South America to make a pact for her and Lennon.
Okay, we got to stop you there. Hold that thought. We'll be back after the break. Then we got a long segment coming up, Pastor Joe, and we'll take some calls. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. See you in three. Stick with us.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Pastor Joe, finish up your thought there with Yoko Ono, and yeah. Then we'll go to a caller or two. How's that?
Okay, great. And she wanted to segue from her into, and this is kind of like the bomb as far as what's going on as far as the bigger picture. But by the way, John Lennon wrote a book a lot of people don't know about. It's called In His Own Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, he caricatures Jesus and he blasphemes the Holy Spirit. Instead of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he puts Father, Sock, and Mickey Most and calls Jesus a fascist, B-A-S-T-A-R-D. So we're not looking at a guy who was, you know, what got him by was his music. And the music can really warm, I mean, music's powerful, very, very deceptive. Armies go to war with it. We learn our ABCs with it. It's a teaching tool. It's a motivating tool. And John Lennon, you know, I mean, he even said the political message of Imagine was something that he'd put forth before in his music. You know, the whole thing about, you know, no God in heaven, no hell below us, you know, all the world living as one. And he said it wasn't until he wrote Imagine and dipped it in honey through the music that it was accepted. So that's what we have to understand is people start to accept things because of feelings they go through and experiences that they would not otherwise cognitively, logically accept. But this is what's really crazy. We have all kinds of evidence that the most highly regarded Satanist of the last century, a Satanist organizer who was hell-bent on bringing forth a new world order, new world religion, and bringing it to fruition, wasn't accepted. His name is Aleister Crowley.
Right.
Wasn't accepted in his lifetime, and he said he had to target the youth. That Crowley was not only a Satanist organizer, I mean, he promoted everything from sexual relations with goats and slitting their throat, you know, at climax and dismembering a gal in c- cutting, maybe even a virgin, he said, in six parts after you kill her and then write the name of your demon gods upon her, and said the best sacrifice is an innocent male child of high intelligence. I mean, this guy, when Alfred Kinsey, the top sexologist, father of the sexual revolution here in our country, who has adversely affected the education system, entertainment world, Hugh Hefner citing him in his first issue Playboy, and also the legal system, transforming the penal code. All 52 of the sex codes in the model penal code were changed because of him. He went to Aleister Crowley's mansion, or I shouldn't say mansion, but his abbey of Thelema, his sex temple in Sicily. Crowley was booted out of Sicily by Mussolini because of all their sexual exploits there. He had a sex temple there. Kinsey went there with Kenneth Anger. Kenneth Anger is the co-founder of the Church of Satan with Anton LaVey. We have a picture in our video showing Alfred Kinsey of Indiana University, the father of the sexual revolution on an academic level, with Kenneth Anger at Crowley's temple in Sicily under a portrait, a staged picture of Aleister Crowley. By the way, we're going to be coming out pretty soon. Hopefully we'll be done in just a month or so, maybe sooner, with a video called the Kinsey Syndrome, showing the effect he's had and how he was working with known pedophiles to get his data and supporting them to molest children. And that's a whole other thing, because Kinsey was into, many believe he went to Crowley's temple in Sicily with Kenneth Anger, who's a promoter of Crowley's teachings, because he was trying to get Crowley's sex diaries, which he was really into, but more of them that he had commissioned Crowley to write, because Crowley was out of money in the 40s. What's interesting, that Crowley wanted to bring forth a new world order. He said, to worship me, take, when Satan threw him, the serpent that gives delight, he says, strange drugs, take strange drugs. The philosophy was, mystical practices, different forms of yoga, a new world order, Superman race, and his maxim was, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done, Father, and you said us that we're supposed to pray, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Well, Crowley's thing was, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. He said he got in touch with Satan personally and wanted to become his chief of staff. What's interesting about this is that Crowley actually, went through, the university campuses, Cambridge, and tried to get the youth, because he said, let the oldsters totter into the sea. We'll never convert them over to sodomy. They won't even talk about it privately, So he said, let's go after the youth. And then he said, let us target the United States of America. He said, because they have a homogenous society, a nebulous galaxy that will unify into a unified galaxy. But he said, but his target was the youth. Well, in the 1960s, when everything changed over here, guess who was the unsung hero of the 1940s? It was Aleister Crowley. And many of his disciples through the 60s and the 70s were at work. We show the drug guru of the 1960s, Harvard professor, defrocked Harvard
Timothy
professor.
Leary, right?
Timothy Leary, right? We show him in our video on PBS saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm completing the mission that Aleister Crowley
right.
started. And he quotes, do what thou wilt.
Yeah. Listen, you want to take a couple calls here?
Yeah, we can. No
problem. Let's do that. Let's go to Rita in Colorado. I know she's been holding for a while. Rita, you're on with Michael and Pastor Joe Schimmel. Go ahead.
Hi, Pastor Joe.
Hi, Rita.
Yeah, I'll make it a pretty quick question for you. I've been getting on the blogosphere, and whenever you get in religion, it kind of opens up the everybody's opinion,
Sure.
And I get to the point where I just got to say, Christianity isn't Satanism. It's like, salmon isn't a codfish. It's a different creature. It's a different animal. And I try not to get personal, but sometimes, I'll just get monotonous with these people. I'll say, stay behind us, Satanists. Go away, Satanists. And I have done that for a whole long time, and it's kind of gotten through to a whole lot of these people. And a whole lot of them seem to come from England, I noticed that. But how do you deal with that, to explain to people? And it's a lot, it's a lot now. I noticed that we've got a lot of libertarian people, and Christianity is great for libertarians because, it allows for that kind of society. But you also have to understand, when you allow for that society, then we have the right to choose to be with Christ, and that's a different religion from Satanism, or you name it, what is,
That's right. They're diametrically opposed to one another. In fact, they're opposites. In fact, Satanist Anton LaVey said in the Satanic Bible, he pointed out that evil is live spelled backwards. Well, Christ is all about life Satanism is all about the culture of death, and Satan's deal is to make evil, you know, look cool. I mean, that's what a lot of the movies are about. You know, it's a criminal that's not as bad as the other criminals. So you find yourself siding with a criminal. In a lot of movies, take Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, Johnny Depp is not even a questionable character. I mean, he's a drunk. He's you know, he pillages. He, you know, he's a fornicator. He's a liar, and he tries to seduce the gal in the second movie. But interestingly enough, when you think about it, what's being pushed in that movie? Up is down, down is up. You get lost, you get found. Everything's backwards. And it's interesting because in the front page of Rolling Stone magazine, you have a picture of Keith Richards with Johnny Depp holding him, almost like they're you know. Partners. And it's interesting, in the interview, Keith Richards talks about how Johnny Depp, by the way, Johnny Depp says that he's uncomfortable around people because he's shy, but he says when he wakes up in the morning, he's 30 different people. He's very comfortable in front of the cameras, and he's into extreme evil, and he'd have relations even with the right influence with an aardvark, you know, and that he is putting forth a message that you shouldn't judge, you know, different behavior. And what's interesting, he's always been into Keith Richards, who he calls in this latest Rolling Stone interview a god. And Keith Richards, we already talked about him. Well, I don't know if I did mention Keith Richards. I know that you did, Michael, but he mentions Keith Richards says when the Stones write songs, he says that when he writes songs, he says Stone songs come in mass, like at a seance. And he's like sticking your finger in the air, and he's considered one of the best rock writers of all time. What's interesting, he says of Johnny Depp, when he acts, he instantly becomes, Captain Sparrow, and his eyes even change right when they call him on the set into Sparrow. So I believe personally there are a lot of spiritual forces that people don't know that we're messing with that are transforming. That these are the examples for our young people to where all of a sudden these things that were evil and destructive are being called good. And here we are in the last 2 years, I mean, just this last year, 6.7. Our crime rate in big cities has gone up 6.7. That's a huge statistic. And when we look at it, I mean, the experts are now finally saying, because of the whole Imus thing, well, what they did in frying Imus, they actually had to open up the doors to, well, what about everybody else that's preaching these evil messages through music? And now Fox News Channel, I saw some of their news on the Internet today, and you know, they point out the 6.7 rise in crime, and they point out that it's happening in places and not also, you know, medium-sized cities. Small cities, crime is rising, but they said, you know, it's not used to join a gang, you'd have to be trained by another thug. But now they're learning how to become thugs through the music, through the rap music and through the Internet. We are, our nation, through entertainment and through various other means, is being radically corrupted with the message of Satanism, although it's not, it might come in the form of a pirate. By the way, Johnny Depp said in his second or his last interview, part of this one with Rolling Stone, that he read a book called, because they asked him, what about, there seems to be a gay undercurrent in your character. And he said, well, I read a book called Sodomy and the Pirate Tradition. And that book is written by a homosexual, pushing the homosexual agenda, taking pirates and taking scant evidence, trying to make pirates homosexuals. And Johnny Depp, with the eyeliner and the mascara, is acting like a drunk pirate. And he's the hero for the kids. He's Googled more than any other actor in the last couple years. And it's crazy what's going on, but we've known in the past, even the Greeks knew, and their culture wasn't perfect, but they knew what through music, through entertainment, through the plays, that there were spiritual entities, they called them muses, and that they would influence the masses, so you had to watch out for the messages that were being communicated.
Okay, let me stop you there. Rita, I got to run, dear. I got calls on the line. Thank you so much for the call, though. Appreciate it. Appreciate your input, okay? Let's go to John in Michigan. And John, you're on with Michael and Pastor Joe. We got a break coming up. I'll hold you over, and after that, we'll go to Daniel in Wisconsin. So, John, go ahead.
Great, thank you. Anton Levy and the Eagles, and I'll let you go on it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I missed his question.
Anton Levy and the Eagles.
Huh. Oh, Anton Levy and the Eagles. He's probably referring to many people believe in Hotel California. You open it up, their album Hotel California, the Eagles album, and you have a depiction of a man in the balcony.
All right, hold the thought. You got a picture of a man in the balcony. Anton Levy and the Eagles. We'll be back in 30. Break coming up. Michael Herzog with my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. We'll be back with more after the break.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel, talking about They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll and more. This is a short segment coming up here, and we were talking about Hotel California, the Eagles, and the answer to caller's question. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I just heard you mentioned the Eagles and Anton LaVey, so he's probably referring to many people believe Anton LaVey is up there in the balcony, Hotel California. The song is one of the most popular songs of all time, and it's about going to a place you can never get out of, and there's a lot of symbolism there that seems to point toward Satanism and what have you. I go through that in our video and spend some time on it, but I'll just make a couple points that are significant along those lines that are more concrete, and that is that Larry Salter, who was the road manager for the Eagles at that time, said that the Eagles did have dealings with the Church of Satan at that time. Also, the Eagles, their name comes from Eagles, mean the Indian cosmos, and they were into Carlos Castaneda, who was all into, got a lot of things I read by him that where he was into contacting the spirit world through dreams and picking up spirit guides and what have you. And I believe it is not L. Ron Hubbard, although we do link L. Ron Hubbard, too, to Aleister Crowley. That's another whole thing. We have him talking about Crowley. But back to the Eagles, we do show some of their lyrics and you know, songs about, you know, their names not being in the good book of names, talking to the devil on the phone, going to go down in flames and things like that. So it's interesting. They had a heavy anointing on them, and they pushed a lot of the same themes. Carlos Castaneda was mentioned in one of the esoteric books. As you know, when you look at his stuff, he was not in touch with the Yaqui sorcerer. He was, even Rolling Stone said, you know, it looks like he made a lot of this up. He was basically taking out Aleister Crowley's Satanism and regurgitating it in Western Indian terms, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good for, good answer to that question. Let's go to Daniel in Wisconsin. Daniel, you're on with Mike and Pastor Joe Schimmel.
Hello.
Hello.
Your condemnation of rock and roll is not universal, or is it? Aren't many anthems of the genre uplifting or edifying? The examples are not from those who literally self-annihilated, committed suicide, but from the survivors. A few examples: Moody Blues, Pink Floyd, even Bob Dylan.
Yeah, what I'd say about first answer and then to deal with some of the specifics. First of all, you know, a lot of people would love me to make just a blanket statement, and I don't do that because I like to look at things individually. Obviously, there's a movement in rock music, but I will not say that every expression of, you know, 4/4 timing, or I mean, a lot of praise courses in the Christian church are, you know, very, very, very beautiful, and somebody would say, "Hey, is that rock music?" However, I would say that I believe a lot of there's been a lot of compromise to where the music has become more important than the lyrics, and then supersedes the lyrics in what's called contemporary Christian music. And there's a lot of compromise doctrinally and musically. But as far as drawing an exact line, I don't want to do that because the Pharisees in the first century, they made a bunch of rules to keep people safe that were beyond the rules that God had made, and that was called legalism. And I believe that we need, the Bible says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So when I see darkness and I see it influence a lot of people, friends, family, that's how it started out, me before I was saved, and then the masses, the best way I've seen to bring people out of it was to expose it for what it was, say, hey, this is a cancer, look at the x-ray, and then turn people to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, hey, this is the gospel. I mean, there is Satan, there's for sure a Satan, no doubt, but that obviously shows you there's a God, and he is good, and he's the creator of the universe, and he's inspired this book, the Bible, and the messages that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for our sins, died for us, rose again the third day, conquered death, and will come back a second time to reign on the planet. But before that, there will be a lot of wickedness, and wickedness will increase, and there will be people that there'll be a remnant, and thank God there'll be a remnant. But there's, the Bible says that lawlessness would increase. Jesus said it would become like the days of Lot, like Sodom and Gomorrah, which we just talked about, the Pirates of the Caribbean. He said it would be like the days of Noah, that would highlight violence and what have you, and it would get worse and worse. However, Paul also says, in the last days, in 2 Timothy 3, difficult times would come, or terrible times in the King James, for men would be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy. He goes on and on. He says, without natural affection. And that Greek word for natural affection there is storge. And that Greek word means speaks of family love. There's various Greek words for love, like phileo, you know, Philadelphia, that's brotherly love, agapao, or agape, that's committed love, and then there's eros, which is romantic love between a husband and wife. But a word that's only used a couple times, is storge, and that's family love. And since the last days, things would get so bad, there would be, family love would be diminished, and there would be haters of that which is good, and disobedient to parents. And that's what we're seeing right now. But praise God, there's a remnant, because in Malachi 4:6 it says that God would, you know, turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the hearts of the children back to the fathers.
Okay, let me stop here and ask Daniel.
Yeah.
All right. When you're asking about Bob Dylan and the Moody Blues, were you asking Pastor Joe whether it was his opinion that they had gone down this dark path?
My opinion is that there must be many groups that have diverged from that dark path.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. And Pastor Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're not saying that every rock and roll group is possessed.
No, we're not.
No.
Although the ones he picked wouldn't be good choices, I would say, just having studied some of them. Moody Blues, for instance, were on the forefront of pushing Eastern mysticism and the whole New Age philosophy in the 60s. We go into the Moody Blues, but they pushed transcendental meditation and contact with the all right. Eastern
all right.
World.
Well, got to stop. You're going to go to a break. Daniel, have you got anything else?
The most requested song used to be...
All right, I got to stop you. I'll hold you over, man. I got to go to a break, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with Pastor Joe Schimmel. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. And then, Daniel, you can make your comment. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Long segment coming up here. We got some time to chat. I have my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel, talking about They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. We've still got Daniel on the line. Daniel, go ahead and finish your comment.
The most requested song used to be Climbing the Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Right.
It was so popular that they even refused to sing it in concert. What do you think about that song?
That's a good question. First of all, before I look at the song, just think of Zeppelin. I mean, that was my favorite band in the 1970s. That was, you know, where somebody might like Elvis a little bit earlier than me. I was born in 63. To me, you know, Robert Plant was my Elvis, and Jimmy Page was, you know, they went back to the late 60s.
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting because Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin was considered, you know, by many to be the best guitarist of his time, along with Hendrix and Clapton. But he was a fully blown into Crowley. In fact, he said big names aren't made today through ready, steady, go, but through practicing the magic of Aleister Crowley. Crowley said one could become a music or a genius in music through practicing magic. His magic was practicing different techniques to come in contact with demonic entities. In fact, we show in our video at Madison Square Garden in Song Remains the Same, it was pretty much your first real rock video. A lot of rock videos were inspired by that. We show Jimmy Page going to the four points of the, you know, four points of the compass, or, you know, one, two, three, four. From the south, and then you know, from the south to the west, and then the north, and then the east. And it's interesting. We show him with his violin bow, and he's a banan on his guitar, and then all of a sudden he stretches out his bow, and then he goes and then he's at the next point all the way around. And I was a Zeppelin fan, and I didn't have a clue what that was. Well, when I realized what was going on with me, and I turned to Jesus Christ, and I opened the Bible, and I realized what was going on, and I saw these different bands, I began to study Aleister Crowley. I opened one of his books called Equinox of the Gods, which was a compilation of a lot of his magazines, periodicals. And in that, lo and behold, what do I see? That same stance with a wand, Aleister Crowley in his satanic outfit invoking Satan. I begin to read next to it. What does it say? It says to go to the four points of the compass in counterclockwise, the same way that Page was doing. Page bought an occult bookstore called Equinox, named after Crowley's deal. I mean, he's full-blown in the occult. We've come to Stairway to Heaven. It's interesting because in that song, most popular song of all time, it's about a woman who's, you know, buying a stairway to heaven. And Robert Plant said he wrote three-quarters of the words on the spot. He said, I was at Headley Grange Studio. For some reason, I was in a really bad mood, and Jimmy started playing out chords he wrote, and also my hand started writing automatically. And he says he almost jumped out of his seat after writing. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. What's interesting about that song as well, this lady is buying a stairway to heaven. She's Miss Do What Thou Wilt, so to speak, because she can get whatever she came for with the word, even if the stores are closed. She's all about herself. But when you look and you open up the album, she doesn't end up in heaven. She's going up this mountain, and when she's at the top, it's outer darkness. That's how the Bible describes, one of the ways it describes hell. And she's there at the top of the mountain. To greet her is the hermit of the tarot cards, who exemplifies occult wisdom, which, according to the Bible, that would be satanic wisdom. She's been led astray. And in the song, we're told she's led astray, too, because, you know, the lyrics say, you know, if your head is humming, it won't go in case you don't know, the piper's calling to join him. And it talks about the woman and these two paths, and it says, yes, there are two paths you can go by. Well, the one path is the path that leads to joy or laughter. The other one is the piper's path to reason. And he says, dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? That's the pipes. Can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies in the whispering wind? If you look at what the whispering wind is in that song, it says it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, the piper will lead us to reason. In ancient lore, you know, the piper, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, had led them, the children, astray. He's the deceiver, and she's on the piper's path. And it's interesting, at a Led Zeppelin concert, Robert Plant changed the words. He says, instead of dear lady, he says, dear people, to the fans, can you hear the wind blowing? Did you know, he's singing, our stairway lies on the whispering wind. Well, he basically told them they're all going to hell. Sad thing is Led Zeppelin's enjoying the money and the fame, and they're still not worth it, but they're, you know, it was a profit a man if he gains the whole world, loses his soul. But the fans get duped, and by these principalities and powers that are at work. So it's a very, very evil song. We play it backwards. We play over 25 words straight at one point in the song. Here's to my sweet Satan, it says, and it's very clear. It says, here's to my sweet Satan. I want to live it backwards like the Zep, whose power is Satan. He will give you 666.
Okay, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. You know, Pastor Joe, this extends, again, perusing through your website, this extends, this message, this evil message, if you will, extends more than just through the music. As I look on, you were talking about Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever. And my engineer brought up a quick point to me about Lana Turner and the Church of Satan. This goes back into the 40s and 50s, I guess. You know, are you aware of that one at all?
Well, Church of Satan started in the 60s, so they had Sammy Davis Jr. had become a member of the Church of Satan, and various prominent people. I mean, you know, a lot of popular people in the rock and roll industry. Marilyn Manson became a card-carrying member of the Church of Satan. We show a picture of him with Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan. The permeation, you are so absolutely correct. In fact, that's why I went off on that. I apologize for that. Went off a little tangent on Kinsey because we've been working on Kinsey lately, but it's incredible how many aspects of life. I mean, Michael, because a lot of the work that you guys do, you can probably see a lot of parallels, you know, in a lot of different arenas of life.
Well, that's all right. I just tossed her out there because my engineer brought it up. But as I go through your website, you know, some of the messages that we're getting, and I'm looking at some of these movies that you've got on here on the website. You know, the Da Vinci Con, The Matrix, V for Vendetta. You know. Just a number of these different, you know, subliminal messages or whatever you want to call them that are in these movies. And then you have to go back to who's writing this stuff, or are they in tune with whatever this hum is or this spiritual, you know, entity that they arrive at in a certain, you know, psychological plane or whatever, you know?
Well, it's a great question, and some of the movies you brought up, we cover a lot of them. We have Hollywood 1, Hollywood 2, Unmasked 2. And I just finished, that was a brother of mine in our fellowship did those. They're excellent videos. And I did one called Hollywood's War on God, which shows Gnosticism in the movies. But take one of the movies you just brought up, V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it's a popular ministry that has done a lot of wonderful things. The family, focused on the family. They've done a lot of wonderful things. But they had like a 3-page write-up on extolling the virtues of the movie because it was extolling like a fascist government. And you would think, it's overcoming fascism. V is, he's a terrorist. So it's questionable. They point out it's kind of violent, but they say overall it's a good message. What they don't know, because they haven't studied Crowley and these things, is the guy who wrote the graphic novel that it's based upon is a man by the name of Alan Moore. Alan Moore, we show pictures of him. He looks like a more wicked, like Charles Manson. He's got these Gnostic snake rings. He worships a snake god. And he is like the Shakespeare of graphic novelists or comic writers. And he was after the, he wrote for a huge comic publication, but they said, hey, we need to put some warnings that this isn't suitable possibly for children. He left them because he didn't want to do that. Because they're after the children, but I mentioned Alan Moore, because Alan Moore said he practiced Satanist Aleister Crowley's magic, and as a result of it, he got in touch, and these are his words, a demon of cinema that terrified him at first. And then he began to get closer to this demon, and now he says he's put out his best work since that time. We're talking about, and by the way, V for Vendetta, the character that overcomes this fascist government to establish his own, is Aleister Crowley. That's who it's. In fact, the graphic novel, which I have, and we show when we show cuts from V for Vendetta, we show parts. We take parts that aren't in the movie from the graphic novel of V, saying things like "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole law." Quoting Aleister Crowley. So a lot of people, they sit down and they watch these movies, they don't have a clue that there's Satanists, not in every case, and we're not saying that, but it's definitely there. There's Satanists often in the backgrounds who have been elevated to a position of power because they've sold out, and Satan is looking for people that will sell out to do his bidding.
So is this, well, let me stop you right there, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but...
No, I'm sorry, I go on, so cut in whatever you want.
Yes, it's tough sometimes, Pastor Joe.
Sorry, man.
But, is there some subliminal implication here as far as they put this stuff out? For example, you mentioned Aleister Crowley, and it brings to mind, it seems to me like there's a picture of Aleister Crowley on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's album, with the Beatles. But in the cinematic sense, when they're putting this stuff out here, are they thinking that they're going to, whatever these, I can't remember what they are, the waves that are on the movie screen or the TV screen, it brings down a person's conscious level when they're watching it. It brings you from a totally awakened sense into a more of a subliminal state. And so when they put this stuff out here, it goes beyond the conscious mind, and and even though people are not aware of it, it's going into their subconscious. Is this the theory behind that or what?
Well, I know this for sure. This would be the safest way to make the point is that, hundreds of millions of dollars are spent annually on advertising, and they utilize visuals, they utilize jingles. The better the jingle, the more effective the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a commercial and, Pepsi, why is Pepsi paying Madonna or Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera to do commercials? Just exorbitant amount of some money just to be seen with a Pepsi just for 2 seconds, maybe while they're dancing. They know they're going to sell a lot of Pepsi, but the sad thing is these artists are being used to sell things to our children and our youth that are destroying families and pushing lifestyles that are very, very destructive and heartbreaking. But you mentioned Crowley, Michael, on the front of Sgt. Pepper's. He's on the front left, very top, one guy over. Aleister Crowley, or John Lennon said, and other Beatles said they put their heroes up there. And by the way, I show, and this would be a blow mine, but I show in the 10-hour version, I show when the bigger picture of Sgt. Pepper's where they're all standing together and they've got these cardboard cutouts, but to the side, just to the right, it didn't make it in the picture, was Adolf Hitler. And that's right from their own, J-sleeve in their CD. Came out many, many years later. He was going to be put in there, and they thought, oh, he's going to be too controversial. Well, what's crazy about the Crowley thing in Sgt. Pepper's is Sgt. Pepper states that it was 20 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John Lennon says the band there are like a bunch of initiates who've been initiated into like this mystical club. And what you see when you go through many of these people, they had occult experiences and were used in some phenomenal way, whether it was Karl Marx who's up there pushing one-worldism or Aldous Huxley pushing hallucinogens and what have you. And John Lennon also said, those who know don't speak. Those who speak about it don't know. And I believe what he was referring to there, and this is opinion, I don't usually use opinion, but I use a ton of quotes, is he's talking about those who know what's going on. You know, they don't speak, and those who are speaking don't know what's going on. Why was one that knew what was going on being initiated into it? And when you don't even, and you could be in the Word of God, the Bible, and have a biblical worldview, and you can see what's going on. But think about this. In Sergeant Pepper's, it says it's 20 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. Well, 20 years ago, before 1967, was 1947. That's the day, or the year Crowley died. They almost released it near his birthday. Well, in concert with Sergeant Pepper's coming out, their Satanic Majesty's Request came out by the Rolling Stones. And we show in our video, we spent 15 minutes going back and forth showing the parallels between the albums and how they were put out together and the messages. It would take too long to explain all that. It is absolutely like a Satanic Manifesto, but we do show on the Rolling Stones are Satanic Majesties coming out the same year. They're all dressed in outfits just like the Beatles are, and it's all psychedelic as well. But we show John Lennon and George Harrison on the front cover, semi-camouflaged from Sgt. Pepper's album. And what's interesting is their Satanic Majesties Request. When that came out, the guy who influenced how that would be put out and the art and so forth in a great way was Kenneth Anger, co-founder of the Church of Satan. He put out Lucifer Rising to push Aleister Crowley's music. By the way, Lucifer Rising, Jimmy Page is in that of Led Zeppelin, and they're unveiling a portrait of Crowley. And, by the way, Marianne Faithfull, who is Mick Jagger's girlfriend at the time, is the one who plays the human sacrifice. And Mick Jagger did the music score for Invocation of My Demon Brother. I mean, these guys were working with Kenneth Anger, and you can see the movement, and you can go from there to the Doors 13, Aleister Crowley's on the front cover, or David Bowie talking about how he's wearing Crowley's uniform and, you know, in league with the Golden Dawn, one of Crowley's satanic groups. Led Zeppelin, I just mentioned. Jimmy Page on the Runoff Matrix. If anybody's listening, they have Led Zeppelin 3. They could pull Led Zeppelin 3 out and look at the Runoff Matrix, and they'll see on one side, So Mote Be It, which was a spell, and on the other side, Do What Thou Wilt, which is from Crowley. You know, they might do that, and then right after they do that, advise them to break it, you know? Ozzy Osbourne singing Mr. Crowley, you know, and also influenced by Crowley. Marilyn Manson, in his book on Long Hard Road Out of Hell, he has a chapter called, chapter 9 called The Rules, and underneath the chapter title, The Rules, it says, Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole law, from Crowley. So these doctrines are being permeated throughout. This is what blows me away, Michael. Crowley said, you know what, let the ultras tide in the sea, I mentioned that earlier, let us go after the youth. And in the 1960s, he went after the youth, or his disciples did. And we show where top disciples, as you mentioned, it's not just in music, whether it's in, you know, the Playboy, the
editor movies,
of Playboy Forum.
Yeah.
You know, he was all into Crowley, and you know, you already mentioned Timothy Leary and Harry Hay, the founder of the Gay Liberation Movement. He was a member of Crowley's OTO. And it is crazy, Michael. When you look at it, it's like, and what's amazing is very few people know what's going on, and it's not one of these things where, you know, you're trying to pin the tail on the Antichrist with the Illuminati. These are stated facts with Satanism in rock music.
Right, it's something that needs to be brought to people's attention. Listen, we're running short on time. I've got another caller here. I want to take him before we go to a break, before our final segment here. So let's go to Keith in Rhode Island. Keith, you're on with Michael and Pastor Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello there. I'd just like to speak up in defense of all these recording artists. You mentioned Led Zeppelin and maybe AC/DC and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Well, I'd just like to point out that Mick Jagger and John Lennon and Robert Plant, they turned out to be very good fathers, very good parents, loving husbands. They never raped or murdered or harmed anyone in their lives. And the music, literally hundreds of millions of people have listened to their albums, and maybe less than 1% ever became satanic cult killers. The rest went on with their lives just fine. Thank you very much.
Nobody alleged that, Keith.
What do I allege? What?
I said nobody alleged that anybody became, you know, cult killers or whatever.
Okay, but these people you're talking about, you're making them sound as if they're evil, bloodthirsty.
No, he's not. He's not making them sound like they're evil and bloodthirsty. He's talking about a particular spiritual place that they got into. And by the way, this is admitted by the very people that we're talking about, okay? So, I don't know. Did you listen to the whole show, sir?
No, but I've heard this kind of argument before.
We're not arguing. He's stating fact. He's stating fact. I've watched some of the clips out of the own artist's mouth admitting the same thing.
What have they done that is so evil? What have they ever done to an individual human being?
Nobody is saying that they have done anything evil to any human being, Keith. I think you should have listened to the whole show.
Okay, let me just point out that there are a lot of so-called Christians who've given their lives and their hearts to Jesus who turned out to be child molesters and embezzlers.
See you, Keith. All right, see you, Keith. See you, Keith. Thanks a lot for the call. Sorry about that, Pastor Joe.
No problem. Let me respond, although I thought you did great, from the last thing you said. We don't claim that everybody that claims to be a Christian is a Christian, and we don't claim that everybody that all these artists we talked about are bloodthirsty Satanists. As you'd mentioned already, but I would say this, there is subterfuge, there's deception going on, and I'll use an example since you talked about, you mentioned the Beatles and what have you, take George Harrison, for instance. There's a song called My Sweet Lord. It's received, almost the most airplay of any song on AM radio, and it seems like such a wonderful song, and, My Sweet Lord, especially, for secular radio, and then you realize what's going on is George Harrison said, he purposely was lulling Christians into a state of where they would accept things and switch Hallelujah to Hare Krishna.
All right. Now let's stop there. Last break, okay? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. Be right back.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. And the lean-in music there was that Evil Eagles music, huh? Boy, it makes me rethink that, Pastor Joe. I don't know. Some of this intro stuff I've got going on. Look, at any rate, I want to make a comment about this last caller that called in, and that is that, obviously he missed the whole show. And I knew that talking about this, it would ruffle some people's feathers, just like myself. No, you know, us that grew up in the 60s, or 70s or 80s like yourself, Pastor Joe, you know, we don't like to hear that some of our heroes in music
tuned into
something like this, but the facts are the facts. And you know, out there to Keith, you know, yes, I agree that they did some good things. They raised their children correctly. They came out with some beautiful music, you know. But you cannot argue with statements that came out of their own mouth, okay? And that's the point that I was trying to put across,
right,
Keith.
Right, and that's why we've got to put facts before feelings and truth before hero worship and whatever it may be, because I would have died for Led Zeppelin, and then I didn't have a clue what they were really about. And, you know, there was just this power there. But, you know, let me comment just a little bit more on that, is think about this. When you think of just the artists themselves and talking about family, you know, the heartbreaking thing is the average death of a rock star is about 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and you can pick, you know, kids that grew up in a rock family, and every once in a while you'll find a pretty healthy kid. But the tragedy is that, you know, they usually go from marriage to marriage to marriage, or they die young, or there's drug addiction, and sometimes, I mean, the kids follow suit. You know, but think about this: 50 Cent. Now, they might protect their own kids from their music. So Keith has a point where, you know, hey, they could probably be these kids upright, but these same artists, many of them, will destroy everybody else's kids. 50 Cent says, you know, he won't let his kid listen to his straight dope. You know, he won't listen to him. There's edited music given to his kids, but not, I mean, by and large, a lot of kids are listening to his so-called straight dope. Eve, a hip-hop artist, she says, we are our worst enemy right now. A lot of the adults have kids, and she says, I wouldn't even let my kids listen to him. Madonna says, when she had Lourdes, her first child, she said that she wasn't going to let her kid watch television, and that, you know, MTV and what's on the television, she says, poison. She didn't want to poison. Well, who got the most airplay?
Right, and on that subject real quick, Madonna won't let her children watch or listen to this, and Madonna is the same individual that is up on stage kissing Britney Spears. So, you know, she's doing this. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with the money and the entertainment value, you know? I mean, are you with me there? Yeah, so go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're correct.
Oh, okay.
With Lourdes, real quick, it's interesting you mentioned that one, because we talked about those three same artists, Aguilera, Britney, and her being you know, doing Pepsi commercials and selling Pepsi. What are they selling when they're kissing each other? And Madonna says in an interview, if people keep seeing girls with girls like that, they're going to let their guard down and be hopefully aroused.
It's more acceptable. It becomes more acceptable. The more times you repeat it, the easier it is to accept it.
That's right. And how many families are being destroyed by this? By the way, Michael, I hate to mention this, but it's sad, but Lourdes ends up later, you know, after she made that statement, she ends up on that same stage, which they didn't show on the news, but on the MTV Awards, she ends up on the stage with Madonna and those gals before them as the flower girl for that gay mock wedding, and she's throwing flowers around, and she has a big belt buckle. She's a little girl that says, boy toy. And when you think of Ramsey and you think of these things, what are they pushing? It's heartbreaking.
Right. Well, listen, we've got to run, okay?
Thanks,
I want to thank you,
Michael,
so much, Pastor Joe, for coming on the air today and sharing that with us. Pastor Joe's website is www.goodfight.org. Go in there and take a look around, maybe buy the video. Keith, if you want to see it out of the artist's mouth, go ahead and buy the video, all right, and watch it for yourself. Thanks again, buddy. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, the end of another day. Stay tuned for my friend John Stattmiller coming up on the National Intel Report. He'll see you in a couple minutes. Stick with him. Bye-bye.